Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Happy New Year, everyone. It's 2022, and this is the weekend edition of the LA Report. I'm Erin Stone, climate emergency reporter for KPCC and LAist.com. Soahart Farm in Fillmore is one of the only regenerative farms in Southern California. Regenerative agriculture is a way of farming that pulls more greenhouse gases out of the atmosphere than it releases. It's not widespread, but it's increasingly being seen as a promising tool to combat the climate crisis. California has already invested millions to incentivize some of these techniques on farmland across the state, and advocates are working to get more funding written into the federal 2023 Farm Bill. This is the story of regenerative farming through a local family farm, with a little Christmas thrown in.
For many Angelenos, tamales are the taste of Christmas. But for one family, they're not only a celebration of their roots, but a way to combat the climate crisis.
Rio, Luna, you ready?
It's a crisp winter morning, and I'm standing outside the farmhouse of LA chef Molly Engelhart and her husband and business partner, Elias Sosa. Their kids, Luna and Rio, are excited to show me around the farm. But first, they want breakfast.
Mom, what about my toast?
We'll have toast when you get back. You just had churros. You're not going to...
The 18-acre farm sits in a beautiful valley beside a creek in rural Ventura County. We walk behind the house where there's a blue tarp covered in corn. The kernels are gold and red and purple. They glisten like little jewels in the morning sunlight.
So this is the Oaxacan green corn, all clean and ready to be made into tamales.
Sosa grew up growing this type of corn with his father in Oaxaca in Mexico, so it's a way to honor the family's roots. They use the corn for tamales for their four vegan restaurants in L.A., called Sage. Engelhart started them, and they met when Sosa started working there. They bonded over their shared love of growing food.
I was pretty much a dishwasher, and I married my boss.
But how they grow that food is also a way for them to fight the climate crisis, like how they ready the earth for growing.
We don't till ever. We call it lasagna farming. We just add more organic matter on top, and we don't till the ground at all.
A crop like corn takes a lot of nutrients out of the soil. Adding that organic matter helps to replenish the soil's microbes.
We leave the corn stalks down and we chop them up. We run sheep over them to chew them up a little bit, break them down a little bit. And we also then plant fava beans in the winter season as a cover crop.
Engelhart and Sosa call these strategies regenerative agriculture, and they're part of a growing movement to get farms to capture more carbon than they emit. This is not how most of our food is grown. Practices like clearing land for monocrops and using chemical fertilizers actually worsen the climate crisis. That's because they destroy the soil, which is one of nature's greatest carbon sinks. Crops themselves can also pull carbon out of the air, similar to a forest. So how we farm can serve as a powerful solution to the climate crisis. At the farm, the fields are never bare. They have at least 9 different cover crops year-round. We walk past comfrey growing next to Mexican limes, blueberries beside coffee, spinach, tomatoes, basil, broccoli. The list goes on. There's also animals, pigs, sheep, and goats. Then I'm introduced to 2 cows, Ferdinand and Hilda. The food scraps from the restaurant all get brought back to the farm to be mixed with the cow's poop for fertilizer. That keeps food out of the landfill and the planet-heating methane that's produced by that decomposing food out of the atmosphere.
That avocado skin that you didn't eat came back to the farm, got mixed with Ferdinand's poop right here, and then it turned into soil, which then grew you an orange or a lemon or a lime that you ate with your taco or had in your cocktail at the restaurant.
For them both, this way of life is like going back to old ways. Engelhart grew up in rural upstate New York. Sosa grew up in a tiny town near the coast of Oaxaca. Both their families relied on the food they grew. When apples started to go bad, Engelhart's father cut out the cores and baked them with honey. Sosa's family grew corn, papayas, squash. Creating healthy soil with their cow's manure was common practice.
I did not even know that I'm pulling carbon from the atmosphere, put on the ground. I didn't know that. I'm just building soil because that's how I know that that's how it works.
Indigenous people across the world have used regenerative practices for thousands of years. Science is now proving its potential as a climate solution. And a range of farmers, policymakers, and environmentalists are pushing for it to be implemented at a broader scale.
We need to have an economy that leaves as much for the future as it takes for now. And that is the possibility of regeneration.
But first, tamales. Thanks for listening to this New Year's edition of the LA Report. Suzanne Watley and Nick Roman are back on Monday with the AM and PM weekday editions. Until then, be safe and have a great weekend. I'm Erin Stone.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.